What do you hear? What do you say? I say we're a couple of days late, but I don't get paid for this shit, so up your ass. I'll do what I want to do. And of course, I'm joined by my equally greatly paid cohort, Johnny Bacala. How you doing?
What's up, bro?
What'd your envelope look like this week?
I got a big whopping. Hold on, let me take a look here. Zero.
Zero. Let me open my envelope.
What you got?
There's lint. There's lint in here.
What is that followed by?
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
Oogots forgots. What do you know? Fucking Mark Adam Haggerty on the Shining Wizard Boys. It's time now. I think they need to start ponying up some dough, or bad things can happen to good people.
Yeah, get us a couple advertisements that we can promote, like beer, and then get free beer. I don't know.
But like, honestly, what kind of low life product wants to advertise on this? Like, look around. Like, we don't have a guest. We don't have Andy.
We got nothing today.
Like,
we're back to square one.
Square one in a round hole. It's just, was it just me and you day one?
Yeah, it was just me and you, yeah.
But we did have an interview,
though.
We
did do an interview. No interview today?
I don't know. I texted a bunch of people last minute, see what's going on.
Nothing?
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right, that's fine.
This is going to be one of, I'm going to mush it. That's it. But this is going to be the shortest episode.
I like it.
In the history of a drink with Gino.
Like
you know what? We'll do some after hours things, like what is it, like last call or something, like a little bit of extra, cuz tomorrow, but today's Thursday, so not like tomorrow, like tomorrow as in now tomorrow.
Right.
So Friday.
Yeah.
That could have just cut all that out and said Friday.
All right, I'll cut it out.
We don't have to cut it out. We have to fill the time.
I never cut anything.
You don't even
out.
Know how to cut it out, do you?
I just don't feel like cutting it out.
Basically, my producer knows how to hit record and plug the microphones in.
This button right here?
Yeah.
Got it.
The bad thing about that
is... I like
is
that, by the
way. I don't know how to do that, so I need him.
I like that.
What do you like?
We should have did that as a segment, the last call.
No, that'll be like the extra segment. Like if something happens outside of the bi-weekly time range, or... Like, if something happens on, like, tomorrow, but today, tomorrow.
I got you.
So, if something happens then,
yes.
And we, you know, we got, like, a week or two, probably us, you know, a week or two, plus a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
A little, you know, like, the last call, like, kind of bonus footage type of thing.
Okay.
But not any footage, because there's no video.
Right.
But you know what I mean.
Tape. There's no tape.
There's no tape.
I got you.
The digital recording.
The B-side.
Let me ask you a question.
Whatever.
Are we going to get, We gonna get cut off again? We gonna get whacked in the podcast world?
I really hope not.
Did you put a timer on me?
I did not.
Every
put
time
a
you put a timer on me,
is that what it is?
It's like a bomb.
Maybe it is that.
It I'll goes
put the
off.
Timer. I'll do the timer on my watch.
Oh, God. That's it.
Okay.
Disappears quicker than Tower 2 after that.
Okay. I really, really would like for you to take that one back, but too late. You already said it.
Said what? What'd I say? What'd I do? I don't understand.
You are the fucking worst.
Worst what?
You know you're the worst.
I'm not a worst. All right,
I'm setting the timer.
Set the timer. You know how, like, we do a thing, and then it's like a break, and then we do a thing, and then, like, there's an interview and all that?
Yes.
Let me ask a question here.
Yeah.
Do we take a break because there's really nothing to come back to? Or do we talk about one thing, let my ADD reset, take a quick break,
come back,
talk about part number two, and then bada bing, bada boom, that was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you set a thing for the first thing?
Right.
Okay. I just need to know parameters that I'm working with.
Yeah, we do the first thing.
Because I don't have any notes. I don't have a rundown.
We'll do a fake promotion that nobody paid us to do.
You're right.
And then I'll grab another beer.
Okay, yep.
We'll play a song, we'll come back and finish up.
And then the tomato. We got to do the tomato.
Tomato. Well, tomatoes is...
Tomato caused a lot of controversy. Not Brandy, the previous one, Mackenzie,
right.
The hot blonde I work with.
Yes.
Evidently, when one hot blonde gets attention, all the rest of the hot chicks also want attention. It was, you know, it was a little bit. So for this week, I'm gonna bust out another Jersey Freeze.
All right.
Tomato.
No problem.
I don't know if you guys.
We'll do a local one.
Right. I don't know if you guys see the pattern, but there's a lot of hot chicks at Jersey Freeze. So if you want to stop by and get some ice cream and take in the view, that's.
This past week would have been perfect. 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a good time to go. That's it. But summertime comes around, you better get your ass to Jersey Freeze. We're already doing plugs.
I'm not doing a plug as so much as a public service announcement.
Okay.
It's a win-win because right now they got like the black tights, you know, the yoga pants.
Yep, yep.
But they're not yoga pants because they can't wear yoga pants, but they still look like yoga pants to me. And then in the summertime, they get the little booty shorts going on. So it's always a win at the Freeze.
It's always a win.
It's just always
just
a
go
win.
Just go to the Freeze.
Right. So, but tomorrow, which is today, which is, you know, the Friday.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to go to CZW. It is, it's in Asbury at the Convention Center.
Okay.
So I really have no reason not to. Our boy Christian will be there.
All right.
Brandon, remember you met Brandon? Casey's boyfriend.
Yes, Brandon.
The one that looks like
the tall dude.
Right, the tall one. He's the deathmatch wrestler.
Oh, okay.
And that's where he does all the you know, the crazy deathmatch shit.
Yes.
So he's gonna be there and he's got a mystery partner. I'm not saying I'm him. I'm not saying that I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just saying if
I'm just gonna assume it's you.
In tag team competition, I'm undefeated. I'm just going to say, if you were going to hedge some bets, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go with the perfect record.
No, I'm going to actually go against this one.
But at CZW, you can use weapons.
Yeah, I'm going to go against this
one. I'm pretty good with weapons.
Yeah, you are.
Like,
I just have a little hunch on this one.
Are you the mystery partner? I wonder if Casey's going to be the mystery partner.
Oh, shit.
She's too soft for that, though.
Is she?
Yeah, flying fucking 36-pound Habib busted her face open. What do you think a steel chair is going to do?
She could take a beating.
She could take a beating. All right. Well, yeah. I guess she's from
Casey. I haven't heard that name in a while.
She's from Poughkeepsie, so, I'm sure she's gotten some beatings.
Probably. Poughkeepsie, is that Poughkeepsie when we went up to Poughkeepsie?
And
we got scared.
We've been to the Bronx in the middle of the night. We've walked through the chop shops of Queens at 2 in the morning. We've done some stupid shit. Camden.
Yeah.
I have never felt more uncomfortable in my life than walking around in the daylight.
In Poughkeepsie, New York.
It's like three streets. All of Poughkeepsie is like three streets, and it's...
And it's the scariest three streets you're ever going to see in your life.
Like...
Where the fuck were we?
It's bad because, like, the criminals are afraid of more dangerous criminals, like, are out there. Right. It's like... you had the one crackhead walking, but he was scared because the drug dealer was above him. But then the drug dealer's scared because, like, the gangsters are around the street and, you know...
It was a chain reaction, animal chain.
And then, I don't understand, but you have a rock and roll show at, you know, in the area.
Shit was random. The place was cool, though.
The place was a box.
Yes.
We were right next to the stage. Who did we see there?
It was like 10 by 2.
Rival Sons.
Rival Sons.
They're pretty fucking good. It was a good show.
Yes.
But it was...
Boom, you just threw out Rival Sons. We're playing that in the break. If I remember.
Soul. I want to hear Soul. That's my favorite Rival Sons one.
Cool.
It is. Because,
I'm a fan.
But I want to get to the funny part about Poughkeepsie.
Yes, go ahead.
We obviously scared. But no matter how scared an individual can be, we were hungry.
We were starving.
I
mean, look at me. Of course I was hungry.
Right. So like the stereotypical dumb guineas we are, we said, all right, where's the pizzeria? We walk into this pizzeria. And I think there was one dude sleeping at the table, right?
Oh my God. I forgot about this.
There was half a pie that looks like it was sitting there for about a week.
Like a fucking rat was fucking nibbling on it.
Nobody was behind the counter.
Nobody.
And do you remember what was in the back?
I remember what was in the back.
What was in the back?
There was a band.
Right.
Jamming in the back. playing terrible music.
Oh,
they were just jamming in the back of this fucking hole in the wall. This place was a shithole. The glass had stains on it where the pizza was displayed.
Didn't we go on Yelp and it got like 4 out of 5 stars?
Yeah.
I think the dude that was sleeping just fell on his phone and accidentally hit the 4 stars.
Dude, they were just jamming. And then what happened when we went up to get our pizza?
There was nobody there. We walked the fuck out.
That's right. Thank God. Thank you, God.
I looked at the pizza and I went,
let's get the fuck out of here.
I don't know how it happened, but we wound up
at... But,
like one of the best Jewish delis on the planet.
It was amazing.
We stepped into another fucking world. It was like there was maybe 10 white people in all Poughkeepsie, and they were all in line to get a fucking pastrami on rye or something.
It's amazing.
The food was delicious.
Fuck cats.
The food was... I have no idea what the name of this place was.
Me neither.
Look, if you're in the Poughkeepsie area and you see the Jewish deli, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And it was clean.
It was super clean.
Yeah, it was clean.
It was clean. They were
guys
friendly.
Were nice, and the food was delicious.
What'd I get? I got the thing with the sauerkraut and the dressing and the meat and the
pastrami.
Yeah, but what's it called? It's called a thing. Motherfuck. It's
Send a pastrami to the Boniami.
Isn't it a Reuben? Or is that not a Reuben?
I don't think that's a Reuben.
I thought we had Reubens.
I think there's a difference between a Reuben and a pastrami sandwich.
Now I'm confused.
There's a difference. People get mad at that.
Ooh.
One's like roast beef and the other one's pastrami. I fucking people.
That's like that panini I used to get at the Good Diner over in Marlboro. It was roast beef and pastrami with the grilled onions on the panini. But then I used to have to go right home because it would just drip right down my leg after that. It was just...
But yeah, in the middle of this friggin' place, we had an awesome rock show.
Yep.
In a room that was the size of a shoebox.
My old Belmore apartment.
And yeah.
Basically.
Exactly. Pretty much. And then it was just awesome food we had too.
Yeah. Didn't get arrested.
No.
Didn't get jumped.
Nope.
It was pretty decent.
Yeah. And our car was still there.
And we bought beer in a gas station.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Thank you, New York.
Thank you, New York.
And goddamn Jersey for not having that.
You believe we're going to have legalized weed before we can buy beer in a Wawa?
Unfucking believable.
How does that make any sense?
Fucking believable. That just doesn't make any sense.
Murphy's
got to get his shit straight.
I don't get the restriction.
And just give us beer.
It's not like, I don't know about the listeners out there, but the type of person that is normally at the liquor store, let's call him Babu. Normally is also similar to Habib that works at the gas station. So it's not like...
We're right there.
They own both. Let them sell it at both.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the problem?
I don't understand the issue. Both flammable. Like, either way, like...
Yeah, and then, you know, sell it until fucking 4 in the morning. Who cares?
Fuck it. Queens does.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. That's the one thing that bothers me.
Just one?
That is plenty.
You know what I realized? I realized I've been getting a little angrier again lately.
Really?
Any insight onto why that is?
Baseball season's coming up.
Oh, you think it's a Met thing?
Possibly.
It's a trigger.
But usually, Met fans, we're very happy around this time of the year. Because we're very...
optimistic.
Optimistic.
That's right. That's me, Mr.
Fall,
Optimism.
Fall Optimism.
Fall Optimism. We false, fall for false. It. We fall for it every spring.
Yes.
That's there you go.
Well, I meant false optimism is what we get. We know what's coming. It's inevitable.
So why
have you been miserable lately? I'm trying to figure that out.
I was asking you. I feel like I've been yelling at people a lot more again.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Maybe you're
miserable. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not even around you that much.
Oh, so, motherfucker, so I'm at Tuna's kid's birthday party. I think I told you about this, but I don't think... Did I tell you about... Yeah, you were drunk, so you probably don't remember. So, I was at Tuna's kid's birthday party. Now, they're from Staten Island, but they came to Jersey to Why Play America, and not for nothing, in that room, they had all the pictures of all the people that had been there. Wrestlers go there all the time. Like, Hogan was there, Kurt Angle was there, Daniel Bryan was there. I tried to take the Daniel Bryan picture for Yandy, but they were watching. They had a bunch of guitars there that were signed. It was a pretty fucking cool room. What the hell was I talking about? Tuna's kid. So She's got her little birthday party. Now, this is randomness, okay? So, they're from the island. For some reason, they lug all of their island friends to Freehold, New Jersey at the iPlay. It's basically around the corner from, you know, where I live. So, I really had no excuse not to go.
Yeah, when was this?
A couple weeks ago.
Where was my invite?
You don't have a kid.
Neither do you.
Interesting.
That you know of.
Interesting concept.
I guess I'm that big of a fucking douchebag.
Well, I was there with, like, Ariana.
Go on.
Anyways.
I'm Frankie Tuna. I don't know if you listen to this, but what the fuck, big guy?
I think he does. He yelled at me because I turned off the thing with the thing. The Facebook Live thing.
Right.
Not the Facebook Live. What's the other thing?
Instagram Live.
Oh, and I can't even do it right now because...
Fucking Frankie Tuna. I mean...
I thought
we were buddies.
I'll do it after the break because I got a new phone because I got the thing with the stuff. And
you got a new phone?
It's the same phone, but I got a new phone.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fucking thing.
Fucking thing.
What was I talking about?
iPlay America.
I was at Tuna's kid's birthday party.
Yep.
Yeah, that I can't tell you why I was angry though, not on air.
What are we talking
that
about?
That wasn't the story I was telling you though.
Okay.
It was a whole different story.
iPlay America lugging out all the Staten Islanders to Freehold.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So this dude, he's staring at me, and you know I'm friendly, so I'm like, "Hey pal, how are you? What's going on?"
Right, that's very you.
I was like, "What's up? What's going on?
What the fuck's your problem?
Why are you looking at me?"
Right.
"Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. You look like somebody I know." I'm like, "Well, we're at a friend's party, so."
Right.
Like, no. He goes, "You look like this Gino guy." I said, "Oh, fuck." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, no." He goes, "Oh, that is you." I'm like, yep. That's certainly me.
To me.
I'm like, "Oh, so you've been to, like, it's you know, me. You've been to some wrestling shows, like, whatever. Like, your Staten Island's not far from Railway, you know, people, whatever." He goes, "No, man, never been." Why the fuck do you know me then? Did you see my mugshot somewhere? Am I on the toll booth that says "Do not let into Staten Island" because all he does is talk shit?
Right. No, I think that you're messing that up with Philadelphia.
I fucking hate Philadelphia.
Anyway, let's not get this. Can we go one episode? Not mention that piece of shit place. I'm sorry. It just comes up.
So Jenny Rose goes to Mexico and she puts up a status about.
Wait, hold on. Finish this story first.
Yeah, Eugene, though, never been to the wrestling show. How the fuck do you know me?
Right.
Oh, I listen to your podcast all the time.
What?
I don't know.
Does you know somebody else that's on the podcast?
Nope.
I mean, not me. I'm saying on Shining Wizards or B-Plus Radio.
No.
Well, are we on B-Plus Radio anymore?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's Haggerty. That's
Haggerty.
Yeah, Haggerty's the reason I don't have my package from Ram. Haggerty's the reason that we don't have a guest tonight. Haggerty's the reason that the ozone layer is all shit because he puts the hairspray in the hair. Haggerty's the reason that Trump is president. Haggerty is the reason for global warming. And Haggerty is the reason that...
This random fan listens to you on the podcast.
Yeah, he actually probably is the reason for that
one. Okay, all right. So that makes sense. So he actually listens to the podcast? Did he have any input?
You know what? Kind of a dick. And I said, "Oh, cool, man. Thanks." And that was
the end of the conversation. Great.
And then I'm thinking, great input.
Oh, man. I should have talked to him.
I should have took a picture. I should have, like, "Hey, look, we have a fan that I didn't know." And
right.
Then,
like, "Oh, cool, man. See you later."
I'm a douche.
See you later, motherfucker.
Yep. Ariana can't, you know, that's what it was Ariana's fault.
You mentioned him now. Did you remember his name?
I was really hoping you weren't going to ask me that.
Oh, man, dude.
I think it was like Salami. I don't know if he was Spanish or Indian. He was brownish.
Oh, man.
He had a hoodie.
All right.
If you're listening, sir, thank you for being a friend. We'll travel down the road and back again. If your heart is true, we can be pals and confidants.
Yeah.
Even if he threw a party, if he invited everyone he knew, he'd see that the biggest, you know, gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, "Thank you for being my friend."
Gotcha.
It'd beautiful.
Now always beautiful.
That was an original poem by Gino Gatz.
Gino Gatz. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
So I had an interesting weekend. This past Sunday, I went to...
Is this from memory or secondhand?
Both.
Okay.
I'm merging the two together and looking at photos on my phone.
Hmm. Did you have to delete any of them?
No. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that crazy.
Okay.
But I think I got crazy and I got stupid.
Did you break any windshields?
No, not this time.
Did
no broken windshields.
Break your car radio?
No, radio, everything fine. No.
All right.
No.
So far, this is a win.
Yeah, it's a win. I went to a Ranger game. Sunday. It was a Sunday afternoon game.
Let me stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
Who's got a better record? My Las Vegas
All
Golden
right,
Knights?
We're going to continue. We're not going to talk about records. We're not going to talk about
or
teams.
Or the Rangers. LVK for life.
The fucking Golden Knights. Because they sucked every good player out of every single team.
It's called the draft. We were both sitting at the bar watching
bullshit.
It.
Shut okay? up.
LVK.
Whatever.
Day one-ish.
Rangers are playing terrible. They're
Down
having a fire
one.
Sale. They're getting rid of everybody.
We should call Joe Russo.
No. No, he'll just be heated up. You know what? Call him up. I'll be all fucking pissed off. So I went to, it was a 12:30 start game. You ever go to a 12:30 professional start game, a professional sport?
Baseball starts at 1:10.
1:10? 1:10, that's in the afternoon. 12:30, like I gotta
I'm sorry,
up.
I'm gonna cut you off one more time. 12:30 isn't the
it's
afternoon.
It's afternoon, hold on 1 second. I was
literally
say,
the word is afternoon.
But you're leaving, Jesus. You're leaving your house. And fucking, we had to be there by 12, so like, you know, right at noon time, so you got to leave the house at like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
And you were going to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden?
That is correct.
Which
we
park?
Went to the Garden.
Did you park or did you...
We parked on the street.
No shit.
Dude, it was perfect.
No, you didn't pay for
12 o'clock
parking?
Afternoon, no paying for parking, found a spot close to the arena.
That has never happened to me in my life.
Just go to a game Sunday afternoon, it's perfect. Perfect.
I have to work.
So then, well, sucks for you. Well, at least you got eye candy when you go to work on Sundays.
You're right.
So, we're at the game. There were 3 fights in the first period. Fucking awesome. And then I didn't drink yet in the first period. I'm like, I'm not going to have a drink. It's too early. You know, 12 o'clock.
How many...
Let me be good here.
How many bacon, egg, and cheeses did you consume on the ride down?
Zero. I had zero. So, after it was after the first period, like, all right, fuck it, gotta go to the bathroom. Let's grab a bite. We grabbed a sandwich. I grabbed a grilled chicken sandwich, whatever. Who cares? Who gives a shit about what I ate?
$13, $14?
Right, of course. So, it was about $25 later, I got a sandwich and a beer.
Fuck.
So, I had my first beer is 1 o'clock. The second period started. We're watching the game.
Are you drinking normal light beer, or did you have one of your heavy hippie beers?
No, we had the heavy hippie beers.
Okay. See, this matters.
There was one called the Apocalypse. No, I had a Dogfish Head 90-minute. 90-minute. Not even the 60-minute. 90 minutes heavier. So, had one. So, I got, this tastes pretty good. I can go for a better beer than this. So, me and my brother look at each other. It was about towards the end of the second period. Like, ready to go? So, yeah, where are we going?
You left after one beer?
We had one beer each. Well, he had a scotch. I had a beer. Went to our car, and we drove over to Brooklyn. Do we have any Brooklyn listeners?
BK, the home of Biggie and Jay. I don't know.
All right, maybe tell all the Brooklyn listeners, they got an awesome brewery out there.
Are you talking about real people from Brooklyn or the hipsters that live in Williamsburg?
Hipsters in Williamsburg.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
So we went to Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the other half, which is right by the Battery Tunnel. I think that's me.
Fucking helicopters.
So we went to the other half brewery. Had one beer. Had 2 beers. Had 3 beers. I think we might have had 6.
At the brewery.
At the brewery. These things are like all... Like 7.5%, 8.5%.
How do you pay for beers at a brewery? Do you just go on a tour and they just give you beers you go along? Or is that a bar? That
no,
just happens
it's a bar, a tap room.
Like that joint in Mattawan?
No. No, that's a straight up bar. And they just have all their beers lined up, 160 of them.
What the fuck's the difference between a brewery and a bar?
A brewery, they serve their own beer and they brew the beer there.
That
but they also have a tap room. Which one are you talking about? A Meta one.
The place with their own
Maloney's?
Beer. Yeah, they got their all their beer in the basement.
No, those are all craft beers that they get from distributors.
I thought they make all their beer in the basement.
No.
I made that up?
You made that up.
Interesting.
That's where all the kegs are, is in that big-ass basement. It's like one big-ass cooler. Maloney's in Mattawan.
Where they don't make their own beer.
They don't make their own beer, but they have 160 beers on tap. It's like a world of beers.
Okay.
I think there's one in Jersey City, like a world of beers.
Okay.
Ton of beers.
Okay.
So we had a couple beers. My brother and I bought two cases each. That's, what is that, 24? I think that's 48 beers each.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
There was a lot of beer in the fridge.
Did it look like 48 beers?
It looked like a lot. And there was also, I think, a brown jug.
Oh, he has it.
Yeah.
I was looking for that.
It's in my fridge.
Okay, that beer was fucking delicious.
Yeah, there's a brown jug in there.
Oh, that was a DDH All Citra hop beer. That's fucking banging. Anyway, after that, we went to another place called Green Point in Williamsburg. I forget how many beers we had there. The weird thing about that place, have you been to a bathroom where it's like just a trough? Or what do they call that? Just one big urinal?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Have I been to one? Gonna go with no.
Okay. Where do you stand on that? Like, let me try to explain this to you. It's one big urinal. It's bathtub, yeah. Right?
They had it in no holds barred.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
So then it drains out one end, right? And then the water's like constantly flushing.
See, that I didn't know.
Okay. Well, this one, that's what it was like. Where do you stand on that? Do you stand closer to the drain, or do you stand at the top, the beginning, the other end of the drain?
I'm an asshole.
Your shit flows down.
I'm an asshole. I'm going to the top.
Right.
Because I don't know everybody to my right.
Right. Nobody was in there. The good news is that nobody's in there. Okay. But
if nobody's in there, I'm still going to the top. Top of the mountain. Shit runs downhill. Piss runs down.
I was pissed drunk. I'm pretty sure. I think I went to the bottom. That's disgusting.
It is, because if you had, like...
other fucking piss just fucking jumping out on you.
If, like, Jamie was with you, you definitely would have got splattered on. That.
Anyway, so I got fucked up, and then after all those...
hipsters. Why do they do that?
I don't know, man. They have to always be different, and whatever.
Excuse me, do you have any plates? No, we serve everything on hubcaps. Oh, all right.
Cool, bro.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Kill yourself.
Right.
Down the road, not across the street. Do it for impact, not to be... I'm sorry.
Just make me beer, please.
Yeah. With your blood.
So, we got fucked up really, really, really bad. And afterwards, we went to a bar locally by us for a friend's birthday. And we kept drinking. And I got home at 10:30. I asked my brother. I turned to him. I said, I got to go home. I can't hang out anymore. So, I went home. 10:30, passed out, fucking blackout drunk. That was my weekend. And I'm sorry that I bored everybody with that story.
Yeah, no, it's good because normally CPA would do that with the story about WCW, So we needed that. But
my story is real.
Yes. What's
the difference?
Actually, you know what? We'll do a thing, and then we'll take a thing, and then when we come back, I'm gonna tell a story about WCW.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then we'll talk about wrestling, because I don't think we talked about wrestling.
If we talk about WCW, is that...
No, that doesn't count for wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like wrestling that people are entertained by and enjoy.
All right, so let's talk about your Sunday job. And let's choose our...
The tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sad. Oh, sorry. All right. So.
So.
So, like, I think I talked about this a little earlier. The one hot chick gets recognition. The other hot chick needs recognition.
Yes,
so, I got a bunch of hot chicks fighting for recognition.
What you got?
This week, in honor of... Nope.
Don't want to go there?
No, she's not black.
Okay, so... Does she have black hair?
She does.
Okay.
She might be Sicilian, too.
Oh, that works.
In honor of Black History Month, the dark-haired Sicilian tomato of the week goes to Emilia Falcone.
Emilia Falcone, congratulations.
You are this week's glorious... Tomato of the week. You know what she looks like?
Wait, who?
You know Marissa Tomei?
But wait, we didn't go with a blonde. We went with a black hair girl.
What about the blonde?
Well, you were saying the blondes were getting jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I just lumped them all into blondes because they're all little dudes.
Oh, okay.
This one's kind of smart, though. She's going to be a nurse. She's hot. She's Italian. This is the total package right here.
So she's the glorious
tomato of the week. See, it's not just a looks thing anymore. It's an all-around kind of package deal.
We're doing overall. Okay.
Yeah, now, you know, it's just...
May I see?
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
You got it up already.
Yeah, you
got
to tweet it out on the thing. But no. She is the young version of Marissa Tomei.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got me.
Yeah. I tell her that and she kind of, I don't know, she's like, you're right.
In her prime, we're talking that she was...
Marissa Tomei is still hot.
She's still a smoke show. Yeah, she is. But I'm saying like in her prime.
Oh, yeah. I hope Emilia still looks like that in her prime. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't we use Emilia already?
Ooh, we remembered, but she wasn't the tomato of the week. She was...
Oh, are we going on fucking logistics here?
She was something.
Tetas of the week?
No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
No, she was tweeted out for some reason, but I don't remember the reason.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Should I look it up?
No. No, let's wrap up this first segment.
All right.
I want to get one more.
One more what?
Brewski.
Okay. So we're going to go to break. We'll have...
I'm playing this song now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. WCW Stories Time with Gino Gatz. Some plugs. Probably not any plugs. I don't have to get a plug. And then we'll come back with more drinking.
Take everything from you. They may take your time. Yeah, to think things through. They'll tell you everything that you want to hear.
Just a couple of quick plugs while you listen to the melodious sounds of Rival Son's favorite song, Soul. Don't give up your soul, people. But what you can do is give up your Friday evening tonight. Asbury Park, New Jersey. CZW. Gino Gatz is going to be in the house. I'm not on the show, but I'm gonna hang out. I'm going to chill. I'm gonna enjoy some great independent wrestling in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Hopefully somebody I don't like gets his head split open for my viewing pleasure. Also, I wanted to promote Standalone Wrestling. I believe that show is coming up next weekend. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah. Chad will tweet it every 3 minutes. Don't worry about it. I'll retweet it. March 3rd, I return home. March 3rd, New York City, Ring of Honor. I can't wait to go back. I have not been to a Ring of Honor show freaking forever. But that's where I'll be, Manhattan Center, March 3rd. If you're not in Manhattan Center on March 3rd, you should be in Brooklyn at the Battle Club Pro Show, where my great personal friend, she pays me to say that, Mia Yim, will be putting on a seminar to teach women's wrestlers how to be women's wrestlers. Doesn't do these very much. I don't think she's ever done it at all. So you better sign up and take advantage of that. As always, you can go to www.gofundme.com/Sammy-Strong. She's still fighting her way against that some bitch cancer, and she's kicking its ass. She's doing a lot better. She's looking good. Red hair's coming back. She's everything's good. She's getting ready to smack you in the mouth if you have something to say. I'm going to go spend on Sunday. We're going to go watch Elimination Chamber. She's going to be rooting for Bayley. I'm going to... No, yeah, I'll root for Bayley. Nope, Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss is my pick. Sorry. this plug section really didn't turn into plugs anymore. So I'm going to let the rest of the song play out. After that, we'll come back. I'll tell a story about the WCW. We'll come back and we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Hello, this is the Abominable CPA, and I'm here to talk about WCW and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
The fuck out of here! Evidently it's tax season, so the Abominable CPA is not available to work tonight. I guess his envelope got lost in the mail as well, so I'm gonna take over duties and give you WCW Fairy Tales with Gino Gatz. In the background, you hear the music of the greatest owner of WCW, Mr. Shane McMahon, son of God himself, Mr. Money Shane McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take you back. March 26, 2001. I think it was almost 17 years ago, a little bit, in about a month, it's like 17 years ago where this story takes place. Far, far away in the southern area of Panama City Beach, Florida. Because we all know that the story is WCW was born in the south, and you don't get more south than Panama City Beach, Florida. So, God himself decided he wanted to purchase said WCW. So Vincent Kennedy McMahon was on top of the world. Normally he's on top of the clouds because that's where he lives. But this time he couldn't wipe the smile off this man's face. He was watching that show from Nitro, from Monday Night Raw. Just gonna fire him. I'm gonna fire him. I don't know his name. Actually, Jeff Jarrett appeared on the screen. Congratulations goes out to him. He was joining the WWE Hall of Fame because there isn't a WCW Hall of Fame. But he wasn't talked about too highly on that episode either. Here's where the happy ending comes in. Shane McMahon flies in on his helicopter, swoops in, saves the day, saves WCW from extinction. And they all lived happily ever after. When we come back, more wonderful tales straight from the bar, Palermo Studios. See you in a bit. I like the beginning of this. It sounds like the Muhammad Ali, like
the champ is here,
like.
Okay.
A little bit.
See that a little bit.
A little bit, just like, yeah. It fits the theme, you know.
Kind of.
But, I guess a little bit. So, I did a little research. I think you might be right. I think Amelia, I think she tricked me.
She did trick you.
I think she did.
I knew it, you son of a bitch.
But here's the thing.
We got to redo it.
No,
then.
We don't got to redo it. No, nope, nope. Here's what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is.
This is bullshit.
I'm gonna turn it around. I'm gonna make tomato sauce for tomato. All right.
This is such bullshit.
I understand. But
I vote for a new one.
Here's the thing. Here's
you already won.
Here's what had happened when we were doing the other of the week thing. She was actually the first broad I called a tomato on the show. But that week there was also another TOTW.
Right.
So blah blah blah. But here's what I'm gonna do because
like
you're right.
I said, the logistics are fucking
bullshit. I really want to smack the shit out of whoever taught you that word.
Love that word.
Used it twice already.
That's my word.
So logistically, what I want to do.
You know what
is,
that word means in the wrestling world? Logistics?
I'm waiting.
Nothing. That means nothing. I had nothing for you. You teach me these terms. I'm teaching you a term.
Oh, you're teaching me
a term.
In
the real world.
Right.
Logistics.
Right.
Ask me to define it.
The ref's back was turned. He reached into his trunk and he smacked him in the head with his logistics.
Exactly.
Logistics.
Logistics. Logistics.
Hello, governor. How are you doing? Cheerio. Right. So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're making tomato sauce. What you do with tomato sauce is you take two tomatoes and you put them together in a pot. I'm going to put them against each other. I'm brainstorming now. Brainstorming here. Okay. We took Mackenzie. We got Mackenzie. Mackenzie, I'm going to put him over here. Boom. We got Amelia. I'm going to put her over here. Boom. We're going to have cold tomatoes of the week this week. All right? Another paisan.
I don't like this.
Cold tomatoes of the week.
Go ahead.
Gina Gerisi. Another hot tomato.
That's a new one. Why couldn't we do that one this week?
Because I didn't see her, so she didn't ask.
Does she want to be?
She doesn't have a choice. She's it. It's in. It's in stone.
She's it. Okay.
It's in stone.
Gotcha.
That's it. She's in. So here's what we're going to do now. Since they all want to, you know, bicker and see which broad is the hottest.
Yep.
What we're going to do is we'll have a little tournament.
We're doing a tournament
bracket?
We're
doing tournament brackets. So let's say we get...
So we need votes then.
So we'll get eight of them. We'll get eight locals, I guess. If the how about we do this? Hey, Twitter world, nominate a non-celebrity tomato, and we'll throw them in the tournament. We'll see who comes out on top. How do you feel about this?
A little battle royale.
A little battle royale.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
you got it. It's your show, buddy.
That's right.
That's your.
That's
show.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
So, Gina, you are the co. Glorious.
I wasn't ready.
That's
for
why
it.
I did it.
Son
I know.
What the fuck?
And you're supposed to be ready for this. It's supposed to be like you're supposed to hit the button.
Don't
not...
you realize that later on in the show I get a little more drunk?
I understand that.
I
but...
know. I know less. The what?
Glorious.
Glorious.
Tomato of the week goes to Gina. Double G.
Double G.
Triple G. Glorious.
Glorious.
Gina
Gerisi.
Another paisan.
Let's
in
do
honor
again.
Of Black History Month.
Ready?
Glorious.
Glorious.
Gina Gerisi. I'm not even sure that's how you say her last name, but I think that's right. Anyways.
What would be the other way? Gerisi.
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 She's got one of those.
Jenny.
Her nona is like, you know, Jenny. From off the boat on the other country. Like zero English.
My dog is barking like fucking crazy.
Why?
Right now,
what's he doing?
I don't fucking
going?
Know.
You want to go?
I throw him a beating. No, I don't do that.
No, you don't throw your dog a beating.
Whatever, let him fucking bark it out.
You don't want to.
All right, he's gonna bark the rest of the show, everybody.
What about the? I don't hear him.
Oh, we probably when I play it back, we'll hear it.
What about the ASPCA? Are they gonna come get you now?
Hold on, let's hear it. Yep, you hear him barking.
I didn't hear shit.
He's barking, dude.
Whatever you
need. Whatever.
It up. Doesn't matter. On the break, I was doing a little research. And by research, I mean I went on Instagram.
Isn't that what research is today? You go on the internet,
social
you find,
media.
You
that,
find
that's
things,
that's where you
media.
Find out all the news
that's
stuff.
Where,
went.
That's where the real news is,
that
right?
That is. I actually we have something to talk about that it stemmed from news from social medias, but I'll tell you about that after I tell you about the important thing. DeBrat. Okay, so Def, DeBrat, the greatest female rapper to ever live.
Uh-huh.
She's in a play. She's
next,
in a she's
next
in,
to Lil Kim.
She's in a show.
Right.
At the Set It Off live. Remember Set It Off with Queen Latifah and they would take the four black chicks and they like robbed the bank. And they went to jail and it was fucking,
yeah.
So they're doing like a Broadway live version of this now and DeBrat's in it and. Those of you in the New York metro area, if anybody wants to come with me, I'm going. And that's...
Where is it?
I don't know. They'd have
on Broadway?
It's I hope so. Do I know anybody on Broadway? I think Dan Ram knows people on Broadway. So I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to take Brandy with me. Yeah. I'm going to take his wife, and then we're going to go to Broadway. We're going to watch the Brat.
There you go.
I'm going to make him get us a room, too. I like the Ritz.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It'll be
nice.
A nice,
it's
little,
nice.
Little,
it's a nice
little,
night.
Little nice night.
Little
out.
Nice
little
night
nice
out.
Night
that's
out.
Good for you. Good
it
for
is.
You.
So,
we might be joined by
Oh,
nope.
No, not at all. Nope.
Definitely not.
Absolutely not.
Nasty look.
Angry.
She's a hell fucking no.
Just like,
we're talking about who is that over there?
The most beautiful broad I ever done seen in my life.
That's right.
There you go.
That's my wife.
Bend in the bun in the back. Get the one in the back.
Further down in the back.
There you go.
No.
Uh-uh.
Why are you there? Give me a beer.
All right, John. This is, we're gonna give you another wrestling term lesson.
Yes.
This is called no selling. This is where you completely ignore everything going on like it's not even happening. Oh, okay. Right?
Do I even get a goodbye? Wow, that's my goodbye.
Yep, that's it.
All right, bye, wife.
Okay, so do you understand what a no-sell is now?
Love you.
All right.
Oh, she said it back.
There you go. So, like, in wrestling, if I was to, like, you know, punch you.
Right.
And you didn't register
and
pain.
It just doesn't happen, right.
No-sell.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
What your wife just did to you.
We got rejected.
Yeah. She completely no-sold all of that.
No, all right.
At least she served the function, like...
Cold as ice.
Ice. Cold-blooded. So, we haven't talked about wrestling on the wrestling podcast too much. Slashy, baby. How you doing, guys?
You said something with WCW.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about wrestling, though.
Wow, we get more... you're not even drinking.
Nope. I'm on the macros.
Shit.
So...
Yeah.
Raw.
It
was a really good episode. So, like, here's what we have to do now. You have to think of wrestling as, like, a real thing here. Okay? Focus here. You're not listening.
I can't. He just took a fucking beer from upstairs. I got plenty from down here. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean,
sorry.
Do you have... Is it rotating beer? I don't understand.
Well, we bought a... how many did we buy?
Four cases.
What is that? 48?
That's more than you originally said.
I said 48.
No.
Each.
I don't think you did.
I said 48. Hold on 1 second. So what were we saying?
Oh, we're back now?
Yeah, we're back.
Fucking son.
Well, we never left.
Oh, we never left.
So Raw.
Raw.
Yes.
What was I saying about it? Oh, all right. So you got to think about wrestling from like a competitive 10-year-old's stance. All right? So they have the Elimination Chamber coming up on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's the big, giant steel cage. It's brutal. It'll fuck your life up. The winner...
when is that?
Sunday. So 6 days away.
Can we do a quick introduction here?
To who?
We got another guest over here.
Oh, ladies right and gentlemen, if you thought that John was boring and dumb and elusive...
Before he introduces anybody, everybody.
You're not even there.
Like just what I said.
Wait. Wow. Yeah, now we hear.
Yep.
Before you make any other introductions and bring me onto your beautiful show, well, thank you for having me as a guest. I want to just say off the bat,
I would just like to point out you weren't invited and you just kind of came and sat down.
We're already falling asleep.
I kind of was invited though. I kind of was told, hey, what are you doing?
I did say swing by.
See what's going on.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you for having me, and I really appreciate you having me as a guest because the wonderful Gino Gatz. I mean, this to be in your presence.
You're right. What'd you bring me?
I brought you showers. It's an IPA, other half from Brooklyn. That's just for you, pal.
Delicious. This is the guy I was talking about.
Do me a favor. Call these people up and get them to sponsor us, because otherwise your envelope stays empty.
Done.
Just saying.
So Raw. We're talking Raw.
Not Jesus, Vince McMahon. I see how you made the mistake in the correlation.
Of course.
But all right. So Raw's on Monday. Elimination Chamber's on Sunday.
Yes.
All right. The winner gets a title shot at Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So
can we bet on this? Elimination Chamber?
There's 7 guys in it.
Okay.
What do you want to bet? How do you want to do
this? How does this work? I feel like we should make a box for this.
A 7 box?
How does that work?
I don't think it does.
I think we put $100 in a pool each. We draw our name out of a hat. Whoever you get, that's who you get. Winner takes all. That's how it goes.
That's actually...
So,
can you do that?
That's not a terrible idea.
Since you guys are talking, I'll write the name numbers down real quick.
What's the
I have one problem.
Yes.
I only see three people here.
Right.
If you can find four other degenerates, I'm in.
That have $100.
That have $100. No right. IOUs.
No
credit.
No PDVs.
No. No dude. No. So anyways.
So Elimination Chamber.
Right, so you mentioned the steel cage. What's the steel cage about? I mean, I've been to a couple of different matches. I've been to TLC. Remember?
Yeah, you were.
That was there. That was very interesting. That has nothing to do with what's going on this weekend.
Not a damn thing. All right, thank you for that input. Anyway, so the steel cage, I'm going to dumb it down. The steel cage match is on Sunday. The winner goes to WrestleMania. In the world of sports entertainment, that is a super important thing to do. Now, if this was you, wouldn't you want to, say, conserve your energy and be 110% for... All right. Let me put it here like this. The playoffs start next week.
Yeah.
You're in a meaningless game this week. Are you putting in your number one starting pitcher to start on Monday when he's got to start in the playoffs on Sunday?
Absolutely not.
No. Not only did they start their starting pitcher, they played their entire rotation for about 8 innings each. So I turned on Raw a little late, and there was a gauntlet match going on. A gauntlet match is, so two people start, so there's going to be 7 people. The 7 people in the match are in this gauntlet match.
Yeah.
So the two people start. It was Rollins and Roman Reigns. They go a while. They go like half hour, 45 minutes. And Rollins wins. Out comes John Cena. So Rollins wins, so he stays on. Right. And he's, you know, got to go through 7 people. He lasted a little over an hour. He beat Roman Reigns. He beat John Cena. And then he lost to whatever the fuck was next. Elias Samson or something. I don't know. Doesn't matter. My point being, he went like an hour and a half on Monday.
Right.
When, hey, Yoanda, you got to speak into the mic if you're going to talk.
Why would he go that distance?
I'm like, wow, this is a really cool match. This is really good.
This already sounds better than Raw 25.
100%. The Raw was good. Here's okay. My problem with it, though.
Yes.
I texted somebody because I was 10 minutes late. I'm like, this match is awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm like, what's it for? What do you win? Nothing. There wasn't a reason to win.
It was a practice round. That's what you're saying.
It was a practice round.
That should have been the match that you would whoever won face against Brock.
Anything. And then Roman Reigns loses and he's all upset about it. John Cena loses. He's super upset about it. Rollins loses after an hour and a half and he's super disappointed about it.
Right.
Why? What the fuck were you winning? What would, like, I understand it's wrestling and you're not supposed to apply logic to an illogical fucking arena.
Right.
But if it's supposed to be a pretend athletic competition.
Right.
If you have a television show about athletes and, you know, whatever the fuck, you're going to keep storyline consistent.
Right. And that's anything. You could apply that to anything. If you're writing a story, you have to, yeah, you're doing something for a
especially
reason.
Especially if I'm a heel, which is...
bad guy.
Thank you. If I'm a bad guy in wrestling, you tell me I'm in this fucking long-ass, grueling match,
right,
5 days before I gotta have another long-ass, more grueling match...
Wait, is it the same 7 guys or are fighting...
The same fucking 7 guys!
I don't get that.
Makes no sense. If this would have happened... like in the middle of August when there's no pay-per-view coming up.
Maybe, Raw.
Maybe
ratings are that bad and like as far as television, nobody's really watching Olympics just to grab viewers. You think that's possible?
But I'm talking about from a logical sense that didn't make any...
But that's my only logical sense, because to get viewers.
But if you're an 11-year-old, you don't care about the viewers. Like you got to think from a fan's standpoint.
You're a 30X-year-old.
Who?
You.
I'm 28.
Oh, sorry. 20X-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That you're into it, and you wanted to watch it. How about other people that don't want to watch the Olympics and they got nothing to watch? There's no baseball on yet. There's no football on. Who gives a shit about basketball? Hockey's, you know, hockey's hockey.
If you're not the Golden Knights, who wants to watch?
Right. Go fuck yourself. But
LVK, down since day one.
But you understand, like, just to grab ratings on a Monday night.
I think there's other ways to do it than to sacrifice your main event for another main.
I would have saw that as a perfect opportunity as an owner.
If it was for something, do make it for fucking. Give so him a, give make him it a up. Fucking,
fucking
plaque.
Make a new belt,
make
whatever.
It, make them, not even a belt. Make it be like, you can. Okay.
What would you do? What
so an elimination chamber
yes.
is, it's three guys are starting. It's the one with the pods. And every, like, I don't know, for fuck's sake. Let's say 4 minutes, one of the pods open up and a new guy joins the match. All right? Let's say if you win, you're right. The last guy to come out of the pod. Boom, simple. You won something. You were doing it for a meaning. So if I come out of the pod last, I've wrestled the least. I'm the freshest, and I have the best odds of winning. It's
gotcha.
Like coming in number 30 at the Royal Rumble.
Gotcha.
At least you fucking win something.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
That's my only problem with it.
I got it.
There's no fucking winning something.
I get it.
It's fucking participation trophies.
Okay.
And they were pissed that they didn't even get a participation trophy.
Fucking millennials.
God damn it.
Fucking millennials.
Fucking millennials.
Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Like you have a
you gotta fight for something.
Fight for...
And then you're throwing your studs out there.
Right.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Anyhow,
also...
you're right. You have been getting angrier lately.
I know.
You gotta restore your role. Musa.
You know,
yoga. Something.
I do. I need to do DDP yoga. I'm gonna start doing DDP yoga again. That's it. Yeah.
You strike me as the hot yoga type. Is this true?
It's not.
Never understood hot yoga.
No, it's not. I'm not sure what the motion he's making is.
I don't know. What are you doing?
Oh, he wants to smack himself in the head with a frying pan.
Is he drunk? You're drunk already?
Oh, man.
These beers are potent. I've had more than one, though. This is.
I'm not going to tell. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on number two.
I had Double Mosaic Dream, Double Dry Hopped.
Wow.
Do you get
DDH?
Are they next to the tampons that you purchased too? Or
fuck you! I like these beers too, motherfucker.
You're really, dude.
What?
Go drink your fucking Corona Lights over there and your fucking Miller Lights.
Whatever.
We're bougie beer drinkers,
you
motherfucker.
John told us about your trip to Brooklyn. I asked him if you went to real Brooklyn or hipster Brooklyn. And
It
was hipster Brooklyn.
It was definitely Williamsburg.
So, all right. Enough about you fucking alcoholic hipsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on Sunday is the first female elimination chamber.
Wow, they're really doing everything, huh?
Mm-hmm. So here's some bullshit. We're going to apply logic to another illogical setting. The winner of the men's elimination chamber gets a shot at Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. The winner of the women's elimination chamber becomes the champion because the champion is in the match. Why does the woman champion have to defend her title in the cage when the men... champion doesn't have to defend his title in the cage?
That woman should face Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey will be in attendance to sign her official WWE contract.
Okay, so...
so maybe some shit will pop off. We don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Something's brewing there.
Something's going to pop off.
That makes sense, because Brock Lesnar...
kind of like this other half beer that I'm drinking. That
feels
so well. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get off topic again.
No, it's perfect topic, because we're talking about the female match and, you know...
Right.
Vagina.
But, yeah. My pick, Alexa Bliss. Anyway.
So who's in the match for the females?
Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Bayley.
Right.
Mickey James.
Three. You got four more to go.
Two of Paige's broads.
Paige is done, right?
Yeah, she's kind of like managing two other chicks now.
She's managing now.
Well, she's coming out with them. I don't know, whatever.
You know what I would like to see her in?
Another porno?
Yes.
No witty retort for that?
No, I got nothing. All but, right. Like, I want to see, like, a good production porno.
Good production porno.
Like, Brazzers. Like, you know, a good Brazzers with Paige.
It's not Brazzers?
Brazzers with wow. Paige. I don't know how to fucking say the word. I just jerk off to it.
I don't know. I'm looking at this Alexis Bliss right now. Oh, my
God. It's Alexa. Alexa. There's no Alexis.
Are you sure?
No, it's Alexa.
Okay. Well, I typed in Alexis Bliss, and this is what came up. I mean, oh, my God.
Wow, there's nothing there. There's a Snapchat. There's, yeah, Alexa. Alexa Bliss.
Alexa. Oh,
shit, man. Yeah. You say tomato, I say tomato.
That's funny. We do say tomato.
We do say tomato.
And she is a tomato.
She is a tomato.
That's a tomato.
All Alexis
tomato
is
of the week.
But all no, she, I think she already has been actually. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, she's on number one tomato of the week. What a bit damn pathetic too. I got nothing. Oh yeah, I got one more thing.
Yes.
Wrapping up, this is actually current news. So you learned what the word shoot meant, yes or no?
I feel like we did. That sounds familiar to me.
Shoot is okay. If me and you are gonna have a wrestling match, it's a work. It's planned. It's staged.
Right.
Shoot is when something real happens.
Well, work is predetermined outcome.
Right. And shoot is
somebody gets thrown off the top rope, accidentally hits his head on the cage, and gets knocked out conscious for
a shoot.
Yeah.
Yes, but not in the way I'm talking about it. Me and you are wrestling. I say, do a suplex, and you fuck up the suplex. You drop me on my head. Now I'm pissed off, so I shoot, punch you in the face, wow, okay. And start a shoot fight type of thing. You know what I mean? That's kind of the context I'm using it in here.
So it's like WWE mixed with MMA.
We're not having that conversation actually. So.
Not this episode.
No. We're gonna have. Huh?
No, that.
That episode
comes up. That's a later.
Oh yeah,
one.
I actually want to have somebody that knows what they're talking about to talk about that.
Okay. I know baseball.
That's good. When we do our entire baseball episode, I'll be sure to give you a call. So there's this dude, TJ Marconi.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He prides himself on being a real wrestler, calls the people soft and blah, blah, blah. He's let me pull it up for you. So, and you heard of Grimm's Toy Show, or yes or no?
Yes.
He's the fat tool that has the YouTube show, and basically...
Sure.
Basically, he's got kabillion viewers.
Okay.
Like, super YouTube famous.
You told me about this guy once
right.
before.
Super YouTube famous, but he does a couple of indie shows, and I'm doing air quotes. Real wrestlers don't like him because he's not a real wrestler, because he's a YouTube star, and basically they're basically just jealous that.
Jealous, you're right.
I mean, granted, the man's got zero talent. He's just
yeah, but he's
a fat slob. I hate his guts, and I can't wait for his house to burn down. But. You got to give him credit. He's got a...
Do you need help?
A billion... I said house, not car in Staten Island.
No idea what you're talking about.
But, you know. So, here's what had happened. Here's my problem here. It could be a work. It could be a shoot. Not sure. Doesn't matter what I think. Because the internet blew up. Basically, he did a move to one of Grimm's kids who are basically backyarders, but instead of a backyard, they're in a warehouse and they're on YouTube.
Right.
So he basically did what looked like an unsafe powerbomb, which was really a shitty-looking dominator. A dominator is, wow, how do you... So the guy's bending over in... you know like a powerbomb position?
Yeah.
So that he lifts him up and then you drop him on his back, on his shoulders.
Right.
For this one, you come straight up and your opponent stays like stiff like a board.
Right.
And he flapjacks, he belly drops.
Gotcha.
So instead of going on your back, you get, you know, flat face bump.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'm going to show... what the fuck here? Where'd it go? I'm going to show you guys the video here. And just as, you know, layman's people, tell me what you're doing. The dude at the end. Okay. So, all right. So, that's basically what the...
You should thank him.
Who should thank who? The pronouns guy. Nobody knows who he is.
I don't know names.
The big guy or the little guy?
The little guy.
Okay.
Who got belly flopped.
Right.
I was in a belly flop. It was fucking his feet.
It kind of looked like his neck hit, but I don't know if it did or not.
I'm seeing this video from a distance. It looked like the guy did him a favor. The big guy did the little guy a favor.
How so?
If he would have fell on his back, it would have hurt a lot more. I would feel. I don't know. I would think. I would imagine.
It's a proper way of doing it, though.
Well, no, that's not the move he was doing, though. That was the belly flop move. Was the move he was doing?
Understood.
So I'm gonna actually show you what that move's supposed to look like, and then you'll understand.
I understand.
I don't think you understand.
Which hurts more? That's my question.
They both suck, but
which sucks more?
Which sucks more?
Right.
Either one done improperly, because they're both meant to.
That's the thing about that.
They're both meant to protect you.
Right. That's the thing about that video is that it was done improperly.
Right. It's not. That's what's causing an uproar. It's not the move. It's the fact that it looked like he was. As a wrestler, you put your safety in the hands of somebody else.
Right.
And basically, whether the kid's a backyarder, whether the kid's a seasoned veteran,
right.
He's still a human being.
Even a professional.
He's still a human being that trusts you with his, you know, livelihood.
Yeah.
You can get dropped on your neck and be paralyzed.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous.
So that's and basically, the internet was in an uproar, calling this guy a piece of shit. Like, you're a terrible wrestler. He got taken off one of his shows for the weekend, so he got fired from another indie company for being. But the thing is.
That's like me going out there to fucking wrestle and me like, I'll carry you up there and fucking throw you off the
ropes. Here's the thing. The way he's talking is like, it's planned. Like, this is what they meant to do.
That doesn't look
so like he's saying he's getting shit for doing his job right. It's like.
He sounds like Donald Trump.
It's like
right
being
now.
Mad at The Undertaker for killing his parents.
Okay.
Like. Yeah, on TV I killed my parents, but like now you're mad at Mark because The Undertaker killed. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. I don't know the truth, to be honest with you, because I don't honestly care that much. But all right, here's a Dominator, right? So this is Farouk. Hold on, I spat. Oh, fuck that up. There we go. All right, so this is Dominator with Farouk. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Here? Yep. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Did he do it?
That was done correctly.
Right.
Right.
That's the move he was attempting.
It didn't look like that.
So here's my thing. I want to defend the fact that he probably wasn't trying to hurt him with a bad power bomb.
Yeah.
He's just a shitty wrestler that did a move awful that...
Doesn't practice and
very
just
possible.
Doesn't know how
very
to
possible.
Do it.
I would agree with you because I just saw the video once. I would have to see it more than once, but yeah, that's what it looked like.
It just looked like he just kind of sucks at his job.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. He's a big dude, too. He'll probably fucking rip my head off.
He's a big fucking dude.
Big guy. And I think he's a little fucking crazy, too. So.
What time you got?
What I'm saying all now is a work because it's a character, and I would never... ever mean to say something to piss off a ginormous person like that. This is all just in character. I would never never say how bad of a terrible wrestler that he is.
Never.
And that's why he only does shows for 30 people and never will ever make the big stage. I wouldn't say things like that. It's not what I do. It's not my character.
No.
Understood, Gino.
Thank you. Do we have any more segments or anything? Did I miss something? I feel like I'm out. I got nothing. I got no gas in the tank.
I'm not sure if you mentioned the other half beer. I mean, it's from Brooklyn.
Where's the first half?
It's before this half. This is the other half.
But where'd the first half go?
There's many other halves.
Many halves?
Yeah, this is the other half.
How many halves can you have?
Several.
Several halves?
Sure.
Makes sense.
I thought it was a half and a half make.
A hole. So where's the whole beer? Is there a whole one out there?
Obviously.
Is that the mystery of life?
After they had a few of these, they realized there was more than one half. You understand?
I don't.
Neither do I.
All right. Half a beer for half a fag. What are you going to do?
Half a beer for a fucking a guy that likes beer who's talking to a half a fag. How you doing, Gino Guts?
All right there. Salon Selectives. All right. What we got? You got anything, John? I got nothing.
No.
I feel like we're forgetting something, though.
We did Glorious.
All right, let me...
I don't have the word up.
Nope.
Too late.
Yeah, let me think here. All right, we start the show, we ramble on a little bit. Then we go to a CPA boring thing. Then we do the tomato thing, then we do a song. I do plug, we do an interview, didn't do an interview. Then we come back, we do round two. Round two usually is just a little bit, and then we wrap it up. Yeah, no, we're up to wrapping it up.
We're done.
We're done here.
Wrap it up.
I'm done with this guy.
Who was the tomato of the week? I came a little bit late on the segment. On that segment. Which one?
I guess you're going to have to re-listen to find out. Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, of course I do.
What was your favorite one?
Out of the two episodes that I listened to?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say...
Who's your favorite guest?
The first one. The first half.
The first
half. Oh, the other half.
Oh, yeah, like
oh,
the
that,
other half.
That other half.
The other half is good, too.
Oh, that other half was a good one.
All right.
The one where we're drinking Lagunitas.
Yeah. So if you're ever in the New Jersey area, I think there's a place called Justice. I don't remember the name of the barbershop. Whatever it should go to.
Anthony's Figaro.
Anthony's Figaro. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it began with something else. You know, I get a little confused sometimes. Juicy's?
Jerk-off?
Jerk-off.
Is that the one?
That might be it.
Juiced in time?
Just in time to get the fuck out of here.
So wrap it up, Gino.
This thing, and then you just want me to say the line? All right. You're only as good as your last envelope. Right now, ours are empty. So we better get back to keeping that hustle going, baby. I'm